Hello, my beautiful lady and guy. Do you know what? There's actually quite a lot of guys that listen to this podcast, so a massive hello to you. If you are a guy that listens, please reach out to me on my website. Send me an email, vina@mumtomillionaire.com, because I would love to hear your thoughts and hear if, do you feel excluded when I just talk to the mums? Shall I also be saying hello to the dads as well? Or even if you're not a dad? Anyway, I'm going off on a bit here, but anyway, just get in contact with me today on the show. I love talking about this. It's all about being more efficient in your life. We've all got the same 24 hours. So how is it that that mum down the road manages to have three children? She's working, she's got a business, she's got a husband, they seem pretty happy. How the hell is she managing to do all of it? She must be a time management queen, like my guest on today's show. And really think about this, actually. Think about your life and think, you know, I've got 24 hours in a day. Am I spending my time efficiently? I know for a fact, and I'll be really honest with you here, I know that I am not spending my time efficiently. I think I could cram in another 2 hours of pure productivity, but I'm not doing it. And I myself need to work on it. There's loads of tips that our guest gives us today, and I basically don't implement hardly any of them. So this is as much a podcast for me as it is for you. So without further ado, this is episode 61 of the Mum to Millionaire podcast, 5 time management techniques. By the end of this, you will be a time management queen.
Mumtomillionaire.com. Excel in business and life. Be a go getter.
Hey, it's Vina V and welcome to the Mum to Millionaire podcast. I'm so excited because we've got an amazing, I like to call her like the powerhouse time management queen. I need to find some kind of like title for her. You're going to love this episode because as mums, we are all always struggling, aren't we, to kind of fit in more time and do stuff more effectively. So today on the show, she's a mum of 2 gorgeous daughters and the owner of Eden Myers HR Consultancy. Please welcome Melanie.
Hi.
So Melanie, tell us more about yourself. You've got 2 gorgeous daughters. I know you're recovering right now from a illness phase from the whole family. Tell us more about your company and how you got started.
Eden Myers HR Consultancy is a HR consultancy that works with small to medium-sized businesses. So we do everything from setting up your contracts, policies, processes, management training, helping you with recruitment, to, you know, oh my gosh, I've just had a letter from the Employment Tribunal, what do I do? Normally when people ask me what I do for a living, I say I keep people out of trouble.
I love that so much.
But how did I start the company? So way back when, I studied computer science at undergrad and ended up working as a database administrator / office manager for an international newspaper. And the CEO at that place decided he wanted to go for a kite mark called Investors in People, which basically is the way an organisation proves that they invest in their staff and they have all the right processes in place. Well, obviously, he decided to go for it and then we realised we didn't have all the things in place and it became my job to get them in place. Luckily for me, they also paid for me to do some HR studies, so I understood what was needed. And I've always liked people, always liked working with people, solving their problems. And it was just my aha moment. I was like, oh, this is it. I really love doing this type of work. And I was really lucky to kind of move on from working there to working with consultancies, working in retail, and have just developed my experience of working with people. And people are what makes life interesting and challenging. So I guess for me, it was really about making sure that I was enjoying what I was doing. And then I just came to a stage in my life where corporately, all I was doing was making people redundant and doing restructures.
I would have been depressed, literally doing that.
Yeah, literally, and that was it. So I was just like, I loved growing things. I worked on graduate schemes and all of a sudden it was like, oh no, we're restructuring, we're downsizing. And that was all I was doing. And I got this great reputation for people to do that kind of stuff. But that really wasn't a joy place for me. And I started working on some mergers and acquisitions type stuff, which was great. And then I had my first daughter. And after I had her and went back after maternity leave, I went back to the mergers and acquisition stuff, and it was great, but it meant lots of travel, being away a lot, and I missed my baby. And so when I got pregnant the second time, I really thought, well, I want to go back to work, but I only want to go back part-time. And again, I found myself back in that role of restructures and redundancies. And after a year of that, I was like, actually, do you know what? It's time for me to do what I want to do. So, yeah.
And then how did you, because I think this is a story of a lot of mums, they kind of, you know, if they have the corporate job, whatever job it is, then they've had their children and they're like, oh no, like this is not working how I want it to work. Like you want to work, but you want to spend time with your kids. How did you then make that transition from being employed to actually, because I think it does take a lot of kind of self-belief and also, because I know there's loads of people that listen to this podcast and they want to start a business, but they're too scared. Because you know, it's not easy to be a mum in business. I think sometimes we see the glossy, you know, the laptop pictures with the baby in the arm, and it's not actually like that. So how did you actually start?
So I think when I was on maternity leave the second time, I basically started really looking at my business plan, how I was going to set up the business, how I was going to get everything off the ground. And luckily for me, I'd had some friends and some ex-colleagues who'd started businesses and needed that HR support. So I started off working with them. So I started off doing it on a small scale alongside my job. And then basically got to a stage where I was like, actually, I really do need to dedicate more time to this. And it became really difficult because, again, that balance. So I'm working a 40-week-hour job, plus I'm doing my own stuff, plus I've got the children. And it was like, well, something has to give. Yeah. And so it is about taking that leap of faith and knowing, okay, I've got the skills. I know I need to learn more, but I just need to now take that leap of faith and do it. And I've been lucky in the sense that I've learned lots. You know, there's things about marketing and PR that I didn't know. And I had to learn all of those things. But it's kind of determination and just being able to drop my children to school, to pick them up. And, you know, like you said, recovering from illness last week when everyone was sick, being able to just say, okay, fine, mummy's going to sit home on a laptop. And even if I only get 4 hours work done each day, I've got a little bit done. And in the evening, I can exactly, do some more when they're asleep. So it was really more a, I needed to do something. I needed to not be miserable mummy when I was at home. I needed to kind of find my joy and get my joy back.
Oh, I love this. I love it. And this is why we've got you on the podcast today, because seriously, having two children, they're still really young, working full time, and then also trying to set up your own HR company, which you're doing full time now. That's why we've got you on, because we need some tips from you, Melanie, all about time management. And I actually met Melanie. She's already been on an episode of the Mum to Millionaire YouTube channel, one of the videos there. And you gave some tips already about time management. And I think we just talked about one tip and I was like, oh my God, I need to get her on the podcast. She's like this powerhouse. And I think a lot of people might coming up will, you know, listen to your tips and think, God, like, how does she do it? But it makes your life so much more easier when you get into that routine. So I want us to get into this right now. What is your first tip for how we can be more efficient and just manage our time better as business mums?
So tip number one. So for me, it's preparation is the key. So I make sure that every night before we go to bed, clothes are ready, school bags are packed. I run 3 or 4 mornings of the week, so my running stuff needs to be ready and sat there, because I do literally roll out of bed into my clothes and out the front door at 5:30, 6:00 in the morning. But preparation really is the key, because getting out of the house, getting, you know, the 4 of us out of the house, breakfasted and dressed and hairbrushed, takes quite a lot of...
So it's like a military operation sometimes, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly it. It's like a military operation. You spend your time, come on, we need to go. Shoes on, coat on, let's go. So for me, it is about preparation. So I always like to make sure that's done from a nighttime point of view. I remember when we spoke before, I was telling you about my crazy calendar at home that shows where everybody is and also what's for supper every night. So I never have to think about what do I have to take out the freezer or what am I cooking. It's just there. But also from a work point of view, I, you know, keep my calendar. I need to make sure I've got a to-do list. I make sure I know what's coming up to make sure that I know what I need to do every day. Otherwise, it's very easy to get distracted and you end up doing something else, or you get a phone call and suddenly you're in the zone.
Yeah.
And then you forget about the 20 other things that were on your to-do list to do for the day.
I love this because I used to think, oh my God, why are these people like meal prepping? Like, oh my God. But it's actually the way, I need to start doing this, because sometimes I'll get home, like today, for example, Melanie's going to be like, Vina, don't do this to yourself. So I'll get home and I'll be like, I'm picking myself up from school and I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to eat? But if I just plan it on a Sunday, it takes you what, half an hour maybe to plan what you're doing for the...
Yeah, pretty much. Probably less than that, because yeah. I'm pretty much straight on, these are the kind of things that we're going to do. I just kind of sit there, quickly go through, and then I can have a look in the freezer, look in the fridge, and then I can do a little shopping list, and like, okay, fine, this is what I need to pick up, and then it makes life really easy.
And it's true, it just makes it so much more easy. And I used to get stressed out, or sometimes I still do, but in the mornings, because I'd be like, come on, we've got 1 minute to leave the house, we're gonna be late. But you know, for a long time now, as soon as he comes back from school, I put his shoes by the door so they are ready for the next morning, pack his bag, make his pack lunch. Now that works for me, and I'm sure it works for you and a lot of other mums, but what do you do when you're having one of those mornings when you have prepared the night before and there's stuff that goes wrong? How do you kind of, kind of stay calm about, you know, if your daughter's just like laying in bed? I don't know if your daughters do this, but...
So we get the lay in bed, I don't want to do this. My daughter's not a child that can be rushed. So literally, in order for us to leave the house at quarter to eight, she has to be up at seven, and that's like up and here's your hot drink, here's your breakfast, and she kind of takes her time with it. I think often for me, almost it is just a bit of, I need to take a deep breath and step out of the room and just kind of calm down with it. It's that same thing with babies. You know, you're about to leave the house and then you have to change a nappy or something. You do kind of get to that stage. I've also, now that she's a bit older, I can do things like, you know, she'll say, Mum, I need to go to the loo as I'm heading towards the car. Okay, fine, you go to the loo. I've left the front door open. I've put the toddler in the car. I started the engine. I've de-iced the windscreen. And at which point in time then she's come, have you gone to Luna? Yes, okay, come on, let's get in the car.
Yeah.
So I think there is sometimes a, what can I do while you're doing this thing? Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have to stand and wait for you. Sometimes it is literally me calling my husband and going, look, could you just deal with this? Go and deal with this. And that also helps. But I think sometimes for me, it is about just... I try not to be the screaming mum. It doesn't happen all the time, but I do try to just be like, okay, fine. So what can I do for you? What's the matter? Yeah. Why are you crying? No, you can't take your dolly to school. And you just kind of...
Yeah. And I've also learned that works. And I actually have to say to myself sometimes, Vina, stay calm. You are a loving mum. You love your child. Because otherwise it's so easy for me to snap at him when he's just lying in bed and he's like, I don't want to go to school today. I'm like, we've literally got 30 seconds to leave. Like we have, now I'm just like, okay, come. I do a different approach now. Before I was like, come on, ma! But now, but it doesn't solve anything when you shout. The child still just sits there and does nothing.
Yeah, exactly. The child's not doing anything. And now you're hot. It's like, actually, no, I may as well just have a sip of my coffee and just go do something else. So I've definitely found that it's a lot easier if I don't, it's a lot easier to keep calm. Plus, because I've got the two and there's like 2 years between them, there's also a bit of a, they feed off of each other. So you do kind of have to be, just be nice, be calm, be nice to your sister. Why are we crying? What have you done? Okay, all right, you know, someone says not be nice. Okay, you have to share. We're sharing nicely, okay?
So you just, I think we all need a Melanie just in our house. Whenever the things get stressful, be like, maybe we could record something with you, just your voice going, everyone be calm, put your shoes on, do that. I think that would work. Okay, let's go on to your tip number two for time management.
So one of the nifty things that I've been trying is about working in 90-minute slots. So basically having, I don't know, a task or a theme, for example. So it can be, as a mum, the theme can be, I'm going to spend 90 minutes cleaning my house because it's, you know, hell on earth. And then, right, at the end of that 90 minutes, I've done what I can do and it's all kind of polished. And then I'm going to take a break, have a cup of tea. And then my next 90 minutes is going to be working on my business plan, you know, for you, doing my next podcast, whatever it is. And I've actually found that works really well. So it focuses the mind. So no emails, no phone calls, no interruptions. I'm just going to get on with this task. And I found that really helps me to just, you know, if it's like, okay, I'm going to write my blog, I'm going to put it on the website, I'm going to post my few bit, you know, I'm going to put it on Twitter, I'm going to put it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's my 90 minutes. I've done that. Now I can move on to something else, as opposed to being pulled in 10 different directions. And I found that really helps me focus on what I'm doing. And sometimes you only get the, you only get two of those 90 minute slots in a day, but actually at least I can say, I've actually done this. This is done. And I can, it's not a, I've half done it, I need to go back to it. So I find that works really
and
well.
I think you feel much more fulfilled. Like I do that as well. Like I do a 90 minute or sometimes an hour, have a, like a 5 minute break. But then you, when you look back, because sometimes I look back and I'm like, what have I actually done today? But if you have those things, even if it's like you said, two or three slots, and then you know you've done those two or three things and it's done and you actually feel good about it, rather than, and I don't know, you probably do this as well, where I switch my emails off and I have no notifications. So if I am doing a blog post or a podcast editing, that is it. I haven't got my email signed in. They are just out, logged out. Do you do that as well?
Yeah, no, definitely. So I definitely do that because I could definitely be disrupted by, you know, a text message come up. So sometimes, so my phone will be on airplane mode, my laptop, the emails will be off, and I'll just focus on what I'm doing. Mm. And, you know, often that's, as that 90 minutes about to start, the time my husband calls me, I'm like, I'm just about to do my 90 minutes, and I call you back at 1 o'clock. And he's like, okay, fine. And then...
And that's a great tip there. Put your phone in airplane mode. That's what I do all the time. And I always have my phone on. If I'm eating lunch, I have it on because I'm always scared that the school will call and be like, your son, like, you have to pick him up. But yeah, that's a great tip. Airplane mode. Okay, number three.
Ooh, number three is stay in the moment. So I find that in what it's kind of a bit like that 90 minute thing, but in whatever you're doing, just try to focus on the thing that you're doing. So you've got your to-do list, this is what you're doing, try to stay in the moment. And I think because we're in a society where we're so used to there always being a response to everything straight away, that you feel like you have to respond to things straight away. And I know that for me, I've had to learn, one, sometimes I look at it and I go, I know that actually I shouldn't answer it, I should just leave it. But also, even when I'm with my children, I need to ignore the phone if it goes. I know that my laptop's just said an email's coming through. Actually, it can wait. I need to just be in that moment. And I do think that you get great fulfillment and you get a lot more done if you just focus on what you're doing. And even to the extent of when I think about the business, you know, a lot of the things they say is spend as much time on the business as you do in the business. Yeah. Sometimes I just need to sit there and think, actually, so what do I want to do? And is this taking me where I want to go? And do I want to do that piece of work? Because I've had people say, oh, could you help me with this? And my default is always to say yes. Mm. And actually I have to think about it. Is this where I want to be? Is this what I want my business to do? Actually, no, that isn't what I want to do. Just be able to take that time. And I think as mums, we really struggle with making time for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it is just taking that moment to be in the moment. Whatever you're doing, 100% focus in it. Just do that. Don't worry about the shopping list. Don't worry about whatever's happening next. I am writing this email, writing this letter, doing this presentation, training this person, whatever it is, be in the moment. Be 100% in the moment, because also some amazing opportunities come when you're in the moment, because you don't miss, you don't miss the triggers. You know, you'll be having a conversation with someone and you're thinking about what you're cooking for supper. You're not listening, you're not focusing.
That person could be literally be saying to you, I'm going to offer you £1 million. But yeah, if you're not thinking
that is exactly it. You have to just be in the moment, because sometimes the best ideas, the best things, the best opportunities come. Just be in the moment, listen to what people are saying, listen to what's happening, take in everything that's happening around you, and just stay in the moment.
Oh, I just want to give Melanie a hug right now, because this is what I believe. I always believe put 100% effort into everything you're doing. So right now we're doing the podcast, so I'm literally just staring into Melanie's eyes, listening to her. And then when I'm at another meeting, you have to be, I believe that so much. I'm so glad you brought that up about the opportunities, and even also having the power to say no to people, because I've been guilty at this, where I would just say yes to everyone because I don't want to feel bad. But now I've got to the stage where if a potential client comes to me, even though I still feel bad, I'm like, oh no, I can't do that. And like, maybe you should do what Melanie says, have that mantra in your brain. If someone comes to you wanting to do something, saying, do I want to do this? Is this right for my business? Is it right for me? I think it's a really great, kind of even strategic way in how you're thinking as well.
Yeah, and I think that's it. You do need to have a plan of, this is where my business is and this is where I want it to go. And obviously opportunities come to diversify, but you really need to think, is this the best use of my time? Is this the best thing for me to be doing?
Exactly. Love it. And what is your fifth? Oh, I loved all these tips. What is your fifth? No, fourth tip.
My fourth tip is slow progress is still progress.
This is my favourite quote if anyone follows me on Instagram, Mum to Millionaire.
I think a lot of the times, you know, you're talking about setting up your business, you think you're trying to do so many things, you're trying to get so many things done. And when you talk to business counsellors or whatever, they're always like, you need to be on Instagram, Facebook, yeah. Twitter, you need to, your website, you need, and it's like, you're like, oh my gosh, I have all of these things that I need to do and I have this limited time to do it. And so slow progress is still progress. Literally, you need to just be intentional about what you're doing. So you need to say, okay, if you say I'm going to have my website up in a week, chances are it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But if you say, I need to write my copy, I need to make sure it's good, I'm going to check out my competitors, and you plan it properly, you can get it done. And I think sometimes that's the thing that I call it paralysis by analysis. You're suddenly like, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to find the time to do all of this? I'm just not going to do
it. By doing that, you're wasting time.
Exactly. I think there's a random saying that is, you know, this time next year, you'll be at the same place this time next year.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't started, like, so you're saying I've got no time to do it. It's going to take me forever. But the point is, at least you'll have made some progress this time next year if you start.
Yes.
If you don't start, you're not going to make any progress. Yeah. So for me, that's the thing, like slow progress. And I've told you before, I'm a runner. Mm. And when I think about me, 18 months ago, I couldn't run 5K without stopping, and now I run half marathons. But it's slow progress, it's consistency, yes, being consistent and continuously doing it. Yeah. It's that running twice a week and then three times a week and improving and taking my time that's got me to where I am. It's that slow progress, you know.
And I think also it's having that goal in mind. Like, if you're happy with your life right now, that's amazing. But if you want more, and if you want to be creating your business, spending quality time with your children, everything that Melanie said, you do need to put it into place. It's not like difficult things. Mm. I believe a lot of the things is just about getting into a good routine. And I believe you feel so much more happier and healthier, and your whole family does so much more better when you as the mum is looking after yourself and not getting stressed out all the time over these little things.
Precisely, that's exactly it. Which takes us to tip
five. Number five.
Which is, make time for yourself.
Oh, yes.
So, literally, schedule.
Before you said that, I don't want anyone to roll their eyes right now and be like, there is no time. No, there is time to schedule for yourself. Even if it's 15 minutes when the children have gone to bed, you can lie in your bed and read a book or just do, well, let's see what Melanie has to say about this.
No, but you're exactly right. So for me, you know, my time for me is a 5:30 in the morning when I go for a run, because children still asleep, my husband's there to watch them. And I know that that is definitely my time. I'm also, you know, very lucky in the sense that there are two evenings a week that are mine to do with what I like. And my husband, I know he's got the children, and I can lock myself away and work on the business, or I can go and do a yoga class, or I can go to cinema with my mates, or whatever it is I feel like doing. But the point is, you do have to be healthy in yourself. You do have to be balanced in yourself. Very often, as mothers, all we do is we work for money, and then we work for the family, and you're worried about being a good mum, a good partner, a good child, a good child, you know, a good sibling. You're worried about doing all of those things, and you never make time for yourself until you're like, you know, sick, like really sick, and you can't get out of bed.
Yeah.
And that's not really me time. You have to find a way to do something that you like to do, something that gives you a bit of peace and gives you a bit of mind space. Because also, running a business is really hard work. It's really stressful at times, and you don't just have to motivate yourself, but you have to motivate those who are around you. So if you have no energy, where are you? You need to get it. It has to come from somewhere. So you really do have to make sure you eat well, you rest well, and you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, so whether that is a manicure and a pedicure once a month, whether that is a facial, a massage, a yoga, you know, a class, whatever it is, you have to find something that gives you a bit of bliss, that gives you a bit of space.
If money's tight as well, you can do these things at home. You can set an hour if someone can take your child from you, paint your nails, lie on your bed, listen to some music, watch a film. There's so much stuff you can do at home as well. But I would advise you to try and get out there, because I think you need to get out of the house sometimes and just experience different things. I think also the moral of this story is to get a good husband. this.
Yeah, I would definitely say that my husband's awesome. He is like the best cheerleader.
Where did we find guys like that?
Well, I don't know. I found him at college. So yeah, that's, you know, so I mean, he and I were friends for 10 years before we got together. Aww. So it's, you know, and we've been married for 13 years now. So it's lovely. And, you know, it is just that thing of, it's not, you need to have a good support network, you know, like my parents are you know, awesome, my mum's really great, my sisters are great and stuff, but everybody always has other things going on in their lives. Yeah. At the end of the day, if in the middle of the night I sit up and go, oh my gosh, what are we going to do about this thing, he will always say, oh Mel, okay, fine, and we can talk about it. Yeah. He always finds the time to help me, and you know, and he's really great person to, you know, every blog I've written, he has reviewed for me, he's checked it out. You know, I have to call him at work, I've just emailed you, could you just check this for me, please? And it's really great to have that support network. And it is good to have, even if it's like 2-3 people who are really supporting, really cheerleading for you, because you need that sometimes. So you just need someone to bounce things off. It's hard to do it all by yourself.
It is really difficult. And I've been through that for many years where I literally did everything by myself. And it's difficult. But I've learned that you can still make time for yourself. So even when I put my son to bed at 8:30, 9, I will go in my room, do a bit of work. But then come 10 o'clock, I will switch my phone off. And half an hour, I will either read or literally just lie there. And my best ideas always come when I'm just lying in silence. Or I put a bit of classical music on. I'm like, na 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 na. Do you know what I mean? But you can, even if you're a single mom like me, you can still look after yourself. Yeah. And you can still also find support, because my parents don't live near me. But, you know, I know now I've got some friends that, okay, maybe not, because this is going to go to a whole other podcast because my son is crazy. But, you know, I can still, you know, find that hour. And I think that's what it's all about. It's just finding that time. And you can find that time. Yeah. And it's really important to do that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And even sometimes, you know, with, like now where I've got a working day, sometimes I am like, oh, actually I'm going to take a proper lunch break, or I'm going to go and get a mani-pedi done at lunchtime, just because, okay, this is the only time I can do it. But also you need to take a break, and sometimes I can sit there and I'm getting my nails done, but I've got all these ideas in the back of my head, I've got all these things to do. You know, sometimes my blog is written before I've touched a pen to paper or finger to keyboard, because I've just sat there and it's all come up in the head. And you're right, that quiet time is when I get my best ideas.
Yeah. Oh, I've loved these tips, Melanie. You are literally amazing. I think we should all have a Melanie in our lives. Just literally re-listen to this podcast, because I think sometimes you can... I think sometimes when you get in that downward spiral, it's easy to stay and keep going down and down. But just put these tips one by one into practice. You don't have to, like, rush into anything. Just prepare stuff. There's nothing difficult. We can all make time to do all of this stuff. And it will make our life happier at the end of the day, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What would be your last bit of motivation for mums listening to this who are sat there still like, oh, I really want a business, or maybe they've got a business and they're just really struggling right now? What would be your kind of lasting words for them?
I think that you can do it. Have faith in yourself. You've got your skills. You know what you need to do. It does take time. Getting a business off the ground does take time. And it does take sacrifice. But if you put in the time, you put in the sacrifice, you're consistent, you will do it. You'll be amazing. And, you know, you look back a couple of years down the line and think, why was I worried? Look at this. Yeah. Look at my life now.
That's brilliant. And Melanie said that was a massive smile on her face. If you want to see what Melanie looks like, which you should do because she's gorgeous, and you want a recap on everything we've talked about, just head over to the blog mumtomillionaire.com and just search for Mum to Millionaire on YouTube and Instagram. Where can we find out more about you? Because you've got your own blog as well. So how can we connect with you, Melanie?
Okay, so our website is www.edenmayers, and that's M-A-Y-E-R-S. .com. And if you go there, you can find our blog. Also on Twitter, it's Eden Mayers HR, and on Facebook, it's Eden Mayers HR Consulting.
Lovely. So please do and connect with Melanie. If you listen to this, do tweet her. I put all this stuff on the blog anyway, so you can send her a nice little tweet and say, thanks, Melanie, for your tips. Melanie, you are amazing and you deserve so much happiness in life. I'm going to cry now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Mumtomillionaire.com. Excel in business and life. Be a go-getter.
Oh yes, didn't you just absolutely love that? Hopefully, high fives to you, we are all now time management queens, just like Melanie. Do you know what, when I met Melanie and I recorded her, oh, by the way, always go and check out Mum to Millionaire blog and my Instagram, because I will always put pictures and videos up with even more content for you. So, you know, I always get exclusive content from my guests on our social media. Please come and follow me. Just search Mum to Millionaire on Instagram and go over to the blog for a recap of these time management techniques, and also to connect with Mel, just go to mumtomillionaire.com/episode61. It's like I said at the beginning of this podcast, we've all got the same 24 hours. Really think about how you're planning your day. And when I met Mel, she just seemed so calm. And I think it's because she basically planned. She's really great at time management. I think a lot of it has to do with prep. Now, I don't know about you, but when I actually prepare, I'm so much more... That doesn't make sense. So much more. I'm so much less stressed. I'm still not speaking proper English, am I? I'm less stressed in the mornings. So, for example, school run time. The night before, I always now put my son's shoes by the door in the exact position that all he has to do is slip them on. I make his pack lunch the night before. I put his bag onto the door of where we're leaving so I know where everything is. I check his book to make sure that if there isn't some kind of tomorrow, there's a bake sale, or I've got to give him a pound, or it's non-school uniform day. Or there's so much that happens in my son's school and they just do not seem to give us warnings sometimes. So anyway, I check everything the night before to make sure that we are good to go in the morning. When I do that, we are all feeling good. Me and my son, we get out the house, we are skipping. Well, not really, that's a lie. My son is usually going, oh, I don't want to go to school, and he just lies on the floor. He's 8 and he still does that. Today, he actually pretended that his foot wasn't working. So we are walking along the road and it's 9:15. We have 5 minutes to get to school. And he's like, oh, Mum, I can't walk. My foot hurts. So, you know, I can't prepare for that. But I did prepare for having all his school stuff ready. So, you know, at least I wasn't stressed in that point of view. But yeah, you know, I'm going off on a tangent here, but you know what I'm talking about. Be time efficient, manage your time, start prepping for meals, start getting stuff ready the night before for school. And yeah, trust me, it just makes life so much more easier. When we are organized, our life is I just feel like really not stressed when I plan for stuff. And yeah, so let's all be a time management queen. Like I said, go and hop on over to the blog mumtomillionaire.com/episode61. And if you really want to be progressing your business right now, go and take one of my affordable courses. It will really help you out in your life. I'm always adding to it. I've got YouTube courses. It's my plan to have other courses. So if you've been a listener of the Mum to Millionaire podcast for a while and there's anything you're thinking, how does Vina do, I don't know, her Instagram, or how does Vina do whatever it is, let me know and I can make a course, put it out there, or maybe it could just be like an audio. Just let me know what you want and I will create something for you, because I just want to help you. I don't want to make a course or an ebook and then you think, oh, hold on, this does not help me with my problem. Just let me know what you want. Email me, vina@mumtomillionaire.com. And in the meanwhile, yeah, go and check out one of my courses and see if it will benefit your business and really excel yourself in your life. mumtomillionaire.com/training. And next week on the podcast, I'm going to be introducing to you my son. And we're going to have a really interesting conversation about life. So this should be very interesting. I'm going to be asking my son some questions. Let's see how he responds and if he actually thinks I'm a good mum or not. I will see you next week on Mum to Millionaire. I love you so much. Go and be happy. Go and get what you want. And most importantly, take action today, not tomorrow. Bye. Love you.